Welcome to Inside the Art House, the go-to destination for cinephiles and the number one place for art house cinema and filmmaker conversations. Each week, today's most visionary filmmakers pull back the curtain on the art of cinema, sharing how stories are made and why they matter. Hosted by Greg Lemley of the legendary Lemley Theaters, a family that shaped the movie business for over a century, and Raphael Sparge, actor and award-winning director. Together, they explore the creative process, the struggles, and the triumphs behind the camera and the bold ideas shaping film today. From indie debuts, documentaries, to international art house cinema, Inside the Art House dives deep into a world where passion meets craft and where the love of film lives loud. Inside the Art House, conversations with today's most visionary filmmakers. Listen or watch wherever you get your podcasts.
The following podcast, however hobbled by the loss of one of its principal and loudest characters, continues to be not real. But, like a passenger consumed with a game of shuffleboard while the Titanic sinks beneath the waves, this podcast continues to enjoy the support of Cards Against Humanity. If you want to send a package to the show, send it to Cards Against Humanity, 1917 North Elston, Chicago, Illinois, 60642. Care of Arnie Niekamp, Vermilion Minotaur, Town of Hogsface, Land of Foon. Enjoy this Usador-free show.
Okay, let's do this. Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is what's going on. About a year and a half ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King into the magical...
Doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah, well...
Doesn't matter.
Look, we got it. We do these
It doesn't
things.
Matter.
Chunt, look, I think it'll maybe help to just...
I don't
want to
go through. I don't want to do our normal routine where you explain what happened to you, and then we introduce each other.
Well, Chunt,
I'm just going through the motions right now.
I know,
and I have been for a week.
Look, okay, I guess I don't need to explain the whole backstory, but I will explain to the listeners because I want people to know our really good friend Usador the Wizard.
Don't say it.
He died.
No.
He turned into a vampire, apparently, and none of us saw the signs. They were very subtle. And
I still don't believe it. I still feel like he was just in love.
And a monster hunter killed him. And I feel like it was my fault because I invited him to sit at the table and be interviewed on the podcast.
Don't blame yourself. This is not your fault.
We spent all week trying to track the monster hunter down, trying to get the stone that he killed Usador with. I actually went to the library to read books on the stone to see if there's like a spell to reverse it, and nothing.
I didn't read anything on the
possible.
Stone, but I took all the time and resources I could, and I started to look into dark magic because I'm going
to
find something that brings him back. Yes,
Chunt, don't go.
There's got to be a spell that brings him back to life, and I don't care what it takes. I don't care if I have to lose my arm again. I'll bring Usador back. I will. I promise.
You know, I've been dead, right?
Pizza Skull.
Pizza Skull. Yeah.
I can't be mad when Pizza Skull's here.
I died and went to Pizza Hell.
Yeah, well, look.
You defeated Pizza Hell, right?
Yeah.
What was that like?
Well, you see, I died in a pizza-related accident, and then I came over the 7 great pizza challenges to return to Foon as Foon's champion of pizza. Yeah.
Well, look, Usador. I said Usador. Look, Chunt is my co-host. He's King of the Badgers. My other...
We can never replace
my other co-host.
No.
But, you know, just to cheer us up, the special co-host this week is Pizza Skull.
Hey, what's going on? You know what cheer you guys up.
What's that?
Pizza!
Whoa!
I mean, pizza...
He brought us pizza.
Wow, this pizza does look
this
pretty
isn't
good.
Sentient pizza like you, right?
No.
Okay.
That's just the bile that I... comes out of all my orifice.
This came out of you?
Oh, yeah.
This came out of you?
Whoa!
It would be gross if it didn't smell so good.
Oh, man, that's great pizza. I wish I could eat it. In fact, I can.
Whoa!
Whoa, I love pizza!
It came out of both ends, and then he ate it back down.
Wow.
Man, Pizza Skull, you're really pumping the Morning Zoo Crew vibe into this podcast.
Oh, you know, baby. What? Yeah. Wow.
I gotta say, as sad as I am, It helps to have Pizza Skull here. Leave that chair open, though. We're going to leave Usador's chair open.
Yeah, Usador's chair is empty.
You know what? Usador's my friend, too. I'm going to leave one piece of pepperoni here on this chair.
Oh, thank you.
For him.
Yeah.
Wow, that's the most...
Not a whole piece of pizza? Just a piece of pepperoni?
Just that one pepperoni.
That's okay. The most deep I've ever seen Pizza Skull.
Yeah, Pizza Skull.
Some deep pizza.
Pizza Skull is rarely serious, but that was just...
Oh, man, I want to eat that pepperoni so bad.
No, Pizza Skull, don't.
What
a scamp. He's such a scamp.
Looks good.
All right. Well, okay. So let's get used to this new sort of status quo. Let's comfort ourselves by going through the routine. Like when something bad happens, you go back to work. You distract yourself. And I'm excited to do the podcast, and I'm excited to interview my next guest. I'm excited to talk to, I'm sure I'm mispronouncing this, Cabaron Valentin?
Oh, you are so very close, my friend. It is Cabaron Valentin.
Cabaron?
Cabaron Valentin.
Wow, he can really roll that.
Cabaron, yeah.
Cabaron Valentin.
Oh,
yeah.
Pizza Skull, very good at saying my name. Thank you.
So, Cabaron.
Yes.
You are a tree.
Yes, I'm a tree. I'm a tree from the forest of the fourth realm, the land of two moons.
Wow, the land of two moons.
Yes, we have two moons at night.
That's crazy. So there's a part of Foon that has two moons?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's a saying there, when the moons hit your eyes, like a big pizza
pie.
Wow. Yes, it's like two pizzas, that is once a year because they're on different cycles.
Uh-huh.
So once a year you get two full moons and it looks like two pizzas or two eyes or two pepperonis. And that is when we have a festival in the forest.
It's beautiful, man. Yes. Beautiful.
What kind of, what happens at the festival?
Oh, it is. Okay. So it's a passionate festival where we give thanks to all the moons for giving us light when the sun takes a nap.
Sure.
And so the sun gives us life because I'm a tree.
Mm-hmm.
And so then it goes to bed because it gets tired.
Sure.
So then two moons come out.
Yeah.
And they say, we'll do a little bit of work.
Oh.
And so two moons does a little bit, but the sun does most of it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like a celebration. It's celebrating friends that help a little bit.
Yes. Well, it's like we're thankful. Like it's like a festival. Where you give thanks. Mm-hmm. Like a new festival where like you tell everyone how grateful and what you're thankful for.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you give thanks. It's like you give thanks for it, for the moon.
Do you like pizza?
Oh yes, I love pizza, but I cannot eat it. I drink water, and sun is my food.
Oh.
Yes.
So when you say you like pizza, you just like
looking
it
at it.
Yeah.
And I like it. I like to see people smile.
Uh-huh.
Let me get you a round of water and sun.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much. John, what is your favorite food?
Oh,
John,
boy.
What is
my
favorite
food? I gotta say my mom's spiced potatoes.
Oh, you have a mom that is so good for you.
Do you not have a mom?
No, I had a tree. The tragedy of being a tree is that you grow and you look around and the village, the forest raise you.
Sure.
And you don't really have a mom or a dad.
Yeah.
Because when they have you, who knows where they go.
Yeah.
I really want to ask you a question, but I don't know how to make a pizza related. How do you move around?
Yes, a great question. How am I in this tavern right now?
How are you here?
My roots are not taking hold in the ground. That's the thing. With trees, we usually let our roots get into the soil where we cannot move. But there's a trick about trees that people may not know in the land of Foon.
Sure. Tell us.
We can move when we want to.
Whoa. You can move when you want to?
We can leave your friends behind.
Wow.
And I did tonight to be with new friends.
That is amazing.
And I wanted to move, so guess what?
What?
I did.
Oh. Wow.
I have to say, seeing a tree move around is super entertaining.
Wow, yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sorry, I choked there. Yeah. Entertaining.
Yeah, and entertaining. So what inspired you to come into the tavern tonight?
Oh, well, I heard about your loss.
Yeah.
And I know how it can be because every winter, I die.
Every winter?
Every winter. But then guess what? In the spring, I come back to life. So I came to this tavern of magic to tell you that maybe this is a winter for Usador.
Uh-huh.
But maybe, just maybe, if the moon smile upon you, spring will come.
Mm-hmm.
And you will grow again.
The snow will melt. That is beautiful.
That is beautiful.
Thank you so much.
So that I came to give support. Mm-hmm. Is it support?
That's the word you struggle with?
Out of every word so far, support, I don't get it because the U and the O do not make the sounds they're supposed to.
Oh, yeah, support is...
It should be support.
Support.
Soup or?
Yes.
Oh, that's just making me think of butt soup.
No.
Soup port.
Go.
Yeah.
I like this business skull, man. He crazy.
Oh, guy. You know who? If you had told me that we would have an episode without Usador and it would be our loudest episode ever, I would not have believed you.
Do you have any sort of fruit or any? Do you bear anything?
I do bear. So it is different at different edges for trees in my forest. The forest of Corazon is different, okay? Mm-hmm. So when you are young, you bear fruit. Fresh nectarines, which is people don't think about a lot. Oh, like, no. Nectarines are like a fruit, but like no one eats them, but like they're so good.
Yeah.
I've never eaten a nectarine.
Oh. You should have a nectarine, especially from the forest of Corazon. It is a juicy, juicy, filled with vitamins. But then as you grow older, the fruit hardens into a nut.
Okay.
And so, you know, like a nut.
I can identify with that.
Okay. And so then I am.
All this sounds crazy to me, man.
I feel as I'm getting harder, my fruit's been hardening into a nut.
Maybe you're sick.
Maybe.
But who knows? Maybe you get
better.
I might
have pulled something.
Oh. But then, so I do not bear, but now my leaves have matured, and I bring passion to older people in their marriage when they make a commitment.
Yeah. Oh.
They pluck my leaves at the first rain of the spring.
And I have to say, the coloring of your foliage is just
beautiful. Oh, thank
beautiful.
You. It's like Well, I'm getting older, and
some deep purples. And
very deep purple. When you get older, it's very deep purple. And people get embarrassed because it's like, some people purple too early.
Sure.
And like people try to like do different colors, but they're not. It's like just go with it, man.
Yeah, it works for you. You're a purple
thank you.
Fox.
Oh, thank you. A purple fox and dick. Yeah. Could you imagine?
Yeah.
And I don't mean to be disrespectful. I just want to hear it from a tree.
Jess.
What is the difference between a nectarine and a tangerine?
I'm glad you asked. A nectarine has no seeds. So once you eat it, it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
But
really?
Yeah, but tangerine, they have seeds. So you can grow trees from the fruit.
Huh.
But you cannot grow fruit from nectarines.
Wow.
You
know, fruit, man. It's a stone fruit. Like a pizza stone that you heat up a pizza on.
Huh? You know, I've never eaten a tangerine.
Really?
Really?
No rings. No rings for you, Arnie.
No rings.
No rings for Arnie.
Yeah, I've got a renal problem.
Oh, no. Hard nuts and renal problems, Arnie. We need you to have rings. Come to the Forest of Corazon. You would be a king.
I would be a king?
Look. You would tower above other beings. We would feel at home. You would be one of us.
I am kind of tree-sized.
Yeah.
I mean, for like baby tree. I mean, no, I don't mean to be mean, but like for like a baby tree.
No, sure, that is true.
Lift up your arms. Let's see your branches.
Oh,
that's
beautiful.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
I could see birds making a whole life on your arms.
That's awesome. Oh, birds. I don't want to think about birds.
Oh, and we need to do.
I love birds.
Can I tell you a secret?
Except for those fucking starlings.
Tell a secret about trees.
Yeah, please.
Please.
We do not like birds. We hate
birds.
Birds live inside of you, man.
Yes, they live inside of us. We like squirrels.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We like chipmunks. We like flying squirrels. We do not like birds.
Huh. And what is it about birds that you don't like?
Well, they're loud.
Sure.
And sometimes they never do something for you, so they live inside you.
Yeah.
But squirrels, you know what they do?
Yeah.
They scratch you.
Yeah.
They say, thank
you.
Yeah,
a little itch.
They little itch. They take your nuts. They bury them like a fun game. And then guess
they
what?
They reciprocate.
It is a cycle. Both birds, they take.
Selfish.
And I don't want to generalize all birds, but I mean, no, people are afraid to say it. It's all birds.
Yeah.
So, Cabron, I want to follow up on something you said earlier.
Jess.
You help people fall in love again.
Yes. So, you know, if you go, when you grow old and you're with someone and like, it's like a fireplace that the fire gone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This, you take my leaves and you boil it in the water of the first rain of spring.
Oh.
And when you boil this water, you drink the tea, and then the passion gets litten up inside. Litten up inside of you, and you're in love again.
Oh.
And that's why my favorite thing on Foon is to find people fall in love.
Yeah.
Yes. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, of course.
Well, the tables have turned.
Yeah. I like, you know what? I ask questions. I love having.
Is it okay? I mean, is it okay that I came all this way? I'm a tree.
Well, of course.
It took many years to come
ask
here.
Ask away.
My roots are not mobile very much. Do you have love in your heart at this moment on Foon?
Or pizza?
Yeah, pizza or love.
I mean, I do have love in my heart, and probably I do have pizza in my heart as well, which will someday kill me. But yeah, I have love in my heart.
Oh, that makes me so happy.
I have love for, you know, my family at home. but I have love for my friends, and I have love for... I've grown to really love the people of Hogsface and the people of Foon.
That's beautiful. And also, I have to claim, I think, that's possibly the first interview in Foon that's featured the Roots.
I do have roots. Hey, I think that life is so precious.
Yeah.
That the only thing is love.
Sure. Yeah. The only thing is love?
Jess!
Uh-huh.
Jess, Arnie. Jess.
Okay.
Jess! Arnie Jess!
But Caperone, do you have love? Like, you keep talking about, like, in getting other people to find love or experience love. Like, what is tree love?
Yeah, what's your dating life like?
I do not date right now. I have been in love one time in my life when I was a very young, nectarine-bearing tree. So I was young in my life.
Sure.
I fell in love with someone who hurt me.
Oh.
Her name was Pam.
Pam.
And she was a woodpecker.
Oh wow.
And
yeah.
So she would hurt me, but I liked it, and I would not mind.
Hurt so good.
Yeah.
And then she left me for another woodpecker.
That laughing one?
Yes, the one that laughs.
Oh, I hate that.
That guy.
Yes, he always, and then he, if it felt like he was laughing at me.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you love a woodpecker, that's still life, you know. You still have a life.
Yeah.
So
it's still life. It's still life with woodpecker.
Yeah.
So it's better to have loved and lost the woodpecker.
No, I do not think that.
No.
Yeah, it's but it's better. Would you prefer to have never had your wood pecked?
Yes. Oh, yes. My wood got pecked too hard and strong.
Oh, and I see.
The wounds go too deep. And so you know how they say the bark is worse?
Yeah.
Mine is worse.
Yeah.
My bark is worse.
Yeah. Let's get you some more water and sunshine.
Thank you so much.
Let's take a break let's learn some more about your forest.
Thank you, Arnie.
Do you mind
if I take one of these leaves?
Oh, John, it would be a privilege.
Oh, okay.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Just in case.
Thank you, John. Pizza. Pizza, do you want anything?
No, I don't need anything, man. I'm in love with pizza.
Hi, everyone. This is Tannikin the Terrible. I mean, Tannikin the Pinglet. I just wanted to put an ad out there to see if anyone knows how to bury a body, a large body. If anyone has any information, come see me behind the tavern where I'll be digging a hole and rubbing myself in dirt. Bye-bye.
So, Caperone.
Yes.
What does the future hold for you?
Just, I do not, what trees?
Is that a different way of saying what's next? What does the future hold for you?
Maybe. Maybe. Just trying to
sorry,
class
I'm
it
sorry.
Up a little
I,
bit.
I love you.
I love you too, buddy.
I can tell you guys love each other.
We do.
Sometimes you fight, but then you come back.
Yeah.
And that's how you know.
Oh.
Not you want to try some pizza?
No.
Pizza skull. Jesus Christ. Can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah, what's up?
I don't know about pizza skull.
What do you mean?
Pizza Skull,
the most fun dude.
Pizza Skull is the most fun dude. He's great. And obviously, I'm just unfairly comparing him to Usador. Because what could...
Nothing's going to top Usador.
Yeah,
no.
Nothing's going to top Usador. But maybe we shouldn't have him on the podcast every week.
We have to have someone. I don't want to just, you know, if it's just you and I, we're just going
to
be projecting our sadness
up. I don't mean to interrupt.
Wow, you put a branch right in my eye. Sorry.
Pizza Skull is using one of my branches as a skateboard right now.
Hey,
baby. Wow.
That's pretty amazing.
Whoa, he just did a, what is that, 360 degrees?
Yeah,
it's easy when you don't have a body of legs.
We can figure this out later, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like we should have someone who is happy. And I feel like right now I can't conjure up happiness, you know? So I feel like we need someone to keep the energy up and to be...
That was extreme.
Caperone, do you mind that he took a part of your, just ripped a part
of
you off?
No, because I'm a tree, so if you need food, take my fruit. If you need shelter, take my branches. If you need more shelter, cut down my trunk. And if you need a place to sit, I make a very good stump.
Man, you are such a giving tree.
Yes.
Yeah, you are a very giving tree.
Yes. Wow. When he took my branch, it felt like I had a missing piece, but nah, I give more.
Wow. I feel like that's, you know, the story that you just told, I feel like as a child I would find it adorable, but as an adult I would find it sad and kind of horrifying.
It's very sad.
Yeah. It's very sad.
Would they explain to me how it's sad.
I mean, like, you're just, you give so much of yourself until you're gone.
Yes, but then you are assuming the world is fair.
Oh.
So you're assuming that when you will, what you give will be reciprocated, but we know that is not the world.
Uh-huh.
We know that the moons disappear and we don't know where they go. We know the sun gets tired.
Yeah.
So why don't you just give? And who cares if it's reciprocated?
I mean, that makes a lot of sense.
I feel like this is the most philosophical guest we've ever had.
I think you're right.
And it's a tree. Like, I never would, no offense, I never would have thought, like, this tree is like, you know.
I've had a lot of time to think.
Are most trees like you? Are you like a standard tree or?
Yes, but like, we're like snowflakes. Like, so we different, but like we have, so nectarine bearing, they're impulsive. They think they're always right. And then we get older and we live for so many centuries and so many eras. That we now know a lot. We feel like we know things in our bark, in our leaves, in our
it runs
roots.
Sap deep,
sap deep, yes. Because when you cut me, do I not bleed sap?
Probably,
yeah.
I don't really entirely know how trees work, but I assume so.
No, every
you probably need to cut you in a specific way.
Yes. You can't just cut and expect to get sap.
Yeah.
What are you?
Sure.
What are you, a bird?
How many, I don't know if this is a rude question, how many rings are you?
Oh, okay, I tell you. Spoiler alert about trees.
Yeah.
We never know, we can just guess.
Yeah.
Because we can't cut ourselves open.
Yeah, that
unless,
would be
like, you're
weird.
Sad and don't do that.
Yeah.
So, are some trees cutters?
Oh, yes. And guess what? They make a sound.
So if a tree cuts itself in the woods, it makes a sound.
Oh, we hear it and we say, no! And then... Now there's a funeral. I'm so sorry to bring up death.
No, it's okay.
We should confront it.
So I'm probably 45,000 rings.
Wow.
Yes.
That's old.
Yes.
The other sound I hear sometimes is other little trees lumberjacking off. Yeah! Yeah!
Oh, pizza skull.
Wait, Chen, can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah.
Let's have Pizza Skull on every episode.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
He was losing me for a little bit, but that
lumberjacking off?
Yeah, that's 100% in my wheelhouse.
Oh, I just got it.
Yeah, oh, sure. I feel like sometimes it takes...
Hey, honey, excuse me for a minute. Can I have those mushrooms growing around your feet?
Oh, you can take one, but be careful. Be careful, because they make your mind play tricks on your heart.
Oh, you better believe they do, baby.
Isn't it the mind's job to play tricks on your heart?
No. Arnie. It is the heart's job to lead the mind.
I see.
What if you're like 50% skull and 50% pizza?
Is it exactly 50?
I mean, it might be like 40, 60. I don't know.
Yes, well, it depends. Where is your heart located?
I guess in my skull.
Your mind is where your heart is?
Wow.
I don't know if I've got a heart or a mind. I just have pizza and bone.
Can I admit something to you?
Yeah.
I just got a reflection of my visage in the reflection of his Pizza Skull sunglasses, and I have gotten more purple in my leaves.
Oh.
It's embarrassing. You know?
No, it looks gorgeous.
I looked in the cool
fuchsia.
Oh, I was like, is that me or is that my dad? Oh, it's me.
Yeah.
It's me, but I never met my dad, so I would not know.
Yeah. No, you're 45,000 rings young.
Oh, yeah.
I like how he says my name.
Yeah, I do too.
Your name is like a verb.
Yeah. Yeah, it kind of is.
Yeah.
You have to say it with purpose.
Yeah. You know what? I'm hungry.
You're always hungry. What a scam.
Let's get some pizza.
Chuck, can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah, of course.
Let's not have Pizza Skull every episode.
Really?
All he talks about is pizza.
Yeah, which gets my mind off Usador.
Okay, all right, fine.
Okay, hey, I'm going to ask the tree something. Okay.
Sure.
I want to ask you, you've been around 45,000 rings, which is a long time.
Yes.
Have you ever seen or heard of anything dying and coming back to life?
One of the moons died once.
What?
20,000 rings ago, the moon disappeared.
Uh-huh.
For many, many rings. And then the moon come back.
Uh-huh.
So we thought, good for the moon.
Yeah. You know, Cameron.
Yes?
Are you guys sure the second moon is a moon? Like, if there was a second moon over a part of Foon, wouldn't you see it in every part of Foon? Like, is it possible there's just another thing up there that you guys think is a moon?
But it's in the sky, is it not?
Yeah.
And it only comes out at night, does it not?
I mean...
Sounds like the moon to me.
But Chun, is there a second moon? I've never seen a second moon over Hogsface.
I mean, I've heard about a second moon, but I haven't seen one.
You know what, Cabron? I feel like the way you say things, I immediately am like, yeah, that's profound. And then I think about them for a minute, and I'm like, that doesn't make any sense.
Oh, no, no. The wise man does not think, but the fool is a man.
Wow. Yeah. Wait, no, but... What? That doesn't mean anything.
Yes, it does.
What does it mean?
I don't know, but it sounds profound as fuck.
I will show you a baby that has courage, and then I will show you an old man with a foot.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, think about that.
But
I want to meet that baby.
But when I think about it, I don't know what that means.
It means what it means. Different things mean different things, Arnie.
Different things do mean different things.
I thought
things.
Of anyone, you would get that.
I do get that.
The snow always melts.
That's no moon. It's a space station.
What's that, Pizza Skull? Wait, Pizza Skull, what?
I gotta go do some ollies. Bye.
Wait, Pizza Skull, that seems like very important information. Jesus Christ, Pizza Skull, he literally left the tavern.
Arnie, can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah.
I want to have Pizza Skull on, always.
I don't know. I mean...
Can we change the name of the podcast? Can we call it Hello from the Pizza Skull?
Hello from the Pizza Skull?
Yeah.
Maybe if he ever comes back. If he comes back, I 100% want to grill him about what that space station thing. If there's a space station hovering over a part of Foon, maybe that could be something that can help me get back home.
Hey, let me ask you, Cabron.
Yes.
What do you think of Pizza Skull?
I like him.
Yeah, a lot of personality.
Oh, he knows who he is. He's got passion in his heart and action in his... I want to say body?
Yeah,
body.
But I did not know the words to find it.
And I feel like for now, he's going to be our support system.
Maybe.
Right? Can you say support system?
Support system.
Yeah, you got
support
it. You got it.
System.
Yep, you got it.
Weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure why that's hard to say.
The word you have for support... There needs to be a different word.
Yeah, there does need to be a different word. So, Cabron, it's been a real delight meeting you.
Oh, it has been a pleasure and a privilege to meet you, Arnie, and Chunk to meet you as well.
Yeah.
Wow. You have made an old tree feel young again. Thank you.
And you know what? You helped us through kind of a difficult time. And so,
yeah, thank you for
that. Thank you very much.
Well, with every dark cave, one man can find the light.
Yeah,
wow.
That's true. That is...
I feel like I'll chew on that for years.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, you know, if you want to email... Chunt, did you get any emails this week?
Yeah, I did. This is to chunt@gmail.com. Of course, that's Chunt with six T's. This is from Carl Strength. He says, "Hey, Chunt, I just saw on Twitter that Arnie has a T-shirt. Does Arnie really look like the picture on the shirt? If so, can you call him the magic love child of Bob Villa and Guy Fieri? People on Earth will love it. Thank you."
Huh. Well, I did recently hear that apparently there's a new there's finally a me t-shirt. If you go to earwolf.com, if you go to their store, there's a t-shirt that says, "I don't want to talk about Earth stuff." You can get it in salmon or in blue, and it's got a picture of me on it.
Why would it say, "I don't want to talk about Earth stuff"?
That's because I say that sometimes.
I guess you said it.
But also, I don't look like those people they said.
I have another one here from Nick Waddle. It says, "Hello, Chun. I'm very excited to see the newest episode of This American Life entitled Becoming a Badger. I thought it would be all about you, but instead it was about some comedian and some dog. Imagine my disappointment. I thought for sure I'd get more Chun in my podcast listening. More Chun equals more fun."
Hmm.
What's This American Life?
Oh, it's a great podcast. It just talks about, you know, stories from people's lives and...
Can we do a spinoff called This Foon Life?
Yeah, let's do it.
Can it be about your life in Foon?
I mean, that's kind of what this is.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. I just, you know, I thought maybe to just busy myself with more projects, but no, that's fine.
Well, real quick, here's an email I got this week. You can email me at magictavern@puppies.supplies. It's a real email address. I got one that says, "Hey, Arnold," it's Arnie, "I just wanted to shout out to the mysterious man, Craig, Trisha, 8049, and Kern. Congratulations for finding one another. Trisha, 8050, and Lucy, rest in peace. Their work saving all of reality is greatly appreciated by those of us who really enjoy existing. And there's nothing better than the mysterious man's brilliant insights on Usador," R.I.P., "and Chunt, Ladache," I don't know what that means, "Benjamin Sin." Benjamin Sin, what an ominous name. None of that made any sense to me.
Yeah, what is going on?
That doesn't mean, I don't know what any of those things mean.
Was that meant for This American Life?
Maybe they meant to send the, hey, Benjamin, if you want to send this message to This American Life, please email this email to Ira Glass or tweet it at him. I don't know what Ira Glass's email address is, but please, in fact, all of you.
This is a man made of glass?
Sort of. Yeah, kind of.
So he's very fragile?
But yeah, I encourage everyone to email Ira Glass this message, and maybe that's meant for them.
And let him know, let this glass man also know that they should do an episode that is about Chunt, not just some comedian with a dog.
I would love to hear an episode about Chunt. There's not enough Chunt on the internet. I would mostly just like to hear Ira Glass say Chunt.
Yeah, let's make that happen.
I wonder if they would let him say it on This American Life. I'm the only person here that could even speculate.
Holy neutered felines, the millennial bunt prism is out of alignment.
Okay, so that means... what?
Craig, the space station is visible!
Oh, great, yeah, okay.
Help me unfold the reset tarp. Now we drape this over the entire control panel and wait an hour. Craig, that control panel was filthy with mustard, and you had a bowl of mustard for lunch.
That was spicy Dijon, and those stains are clearly classic yellow.
We'll sort this out later. Chunt the King of the Badgers was played by Adil Rafai. Pizza Skull the Pizza Champion was played by Matt Young. And the toppings on this pizza included interrupting and intellectual property theft from the Kool-Aid Man. Carbalone Valentine the Talking Tree was played by special guest John Sabine, with all the meandering urgency of a panicked rave-goer searching for his last lollipop. John performs with the Improvised Shakespeare Company and the late 90s at the I.O. Theater in Chicago. And as someone who perhaps has performed with him, the fact that he couldn't recall the word support surprised no one. Tannik in the Terrible was played by Sarah Logsdon. Craig, I did the whole outro credits by myself last week. Are you finally ready to chip in and make this show a family again?
Oh yeah, sorry about that. I got kind of busy with something. In fact, I think right now might be a good time for a test run of the new podcast I've been working on, Craigcast. Hey there, welcome to Craigcast, coming at you live from an undisclosed location somewhere in the multiverse. My guest this week is Trisha 8050. How you doing, Trisha?
Why do you sometimes call me that?
Call you what?
Why do you sometimes call me Trisha 8050?
No reason.
It's kind of creepy.
Well, that's all the time we have for the first episode of Craigcast. Thanks for joining me, Trisha. I'm pretty good for a first episode. Okay, where was I? Oh, Hello from the Magic Tavern was produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Jacover, and Ryan DiGiorgi. This one edited by Evan Jacover. Music by Andy Poland, logo by Allard Lebon, additional audio effects by Jason Knox, production assistance by Garrett Schultz. Visit us at HelloFromTheMagicTavern.com or on Facebook or Twitter. Thanks to the Chicago Podcast Co-op, and thank you to Earwolf. Don't forget, there's some live Magic Tavern shows coming up October 29th in Anaheim as part of the Now Hear This Podcast Festival. You can learn more about that at NowHearThisFest.com. And a real big show in Chicago November 19th with special guest Scott Adsit from 30 Rock. Yes, the Scott Adsit from 30 Rock. I'm not kidding here. You can go to ChicagoPodcastFestival.org for more details and, of course, to get tickets. You should go. I'm going to go. I mean, I'm not going to go, but I'm going to listen to it. That's sort of how it works.
Craig, did we get a final time on how long it took the rest of the cast to pick up on Adil's Tom Robbins reference?
We did, but the readouts are under the reset tarp now.
Huh. Off the top of my head, I'd say it felt like a lifetime.
Hey guys, I'm back.
Pizza Skull.
Want some dessert pizza?
Oh. Ooh, that sounds interesting.
It does.
It just for a limited time.
Hey, where is your hut at?
Oh, my Pizza Hut?
Yeah, don't you live in a hut?
Yeah, I live in a hut. You go on the King's Road for about a mile, you take a left onto El Dorado, and then you're on Main, and it's just got a red roof. You can't miss it. Oh, baby, you cannot miss it.